was the Klenin-Leipold delirium. The Leipold-Lenin delirium. And the monolith of Phobos. It's kind of cool, right? What did you think of it, Chuck?
It was kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely less Claypool.
Yeah. Didn't hear too much Lennon in there, but...
Well, it's Sean Lennon.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. He's a little weird, though. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. I have a wonderful surprise guest. Surprise.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
I'm surprised.
Chuck Johnson, how are you doing?
I'm doing swell. How are you?
Good. I'm peachy keen. So you have a special thing going on for Arts Alive on July 2nd.
I do.
And that's coming up real soon. That's like two Saturdays from now.
Sooner. July 2nd, whatever that is.
It's Friday. Two Fridays. Two Saturdays from now.
Saturday. Okay, yes.
It's Arts Alive in Eureka.
I'm glad you know.
Arcata Arts.
I'm happy you know that. But yes, at the Morris Graves Museum in Eureka, July 2nd, we're having an opening from 6 to 9 p.m. I have a series of photos from Soul Night, the dances that happen in Arcata, and Matt and Adam, the Soul Night DJs, will be there pumping soul tunes out in the sculpture garden. I'm not sure if people will be dancing or not, but we're kind of hoping they do. And I'll have large format photos up on the walls from a wheat paste process. So they're pasted up on the walls, and this will be great soul music and some neat photos. And
that's going to be super duper cool.
It will be. The weather should be nice.
I'm bummed that I'm going to miss it. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But it'll be neat because they've never done anything on that in that space before that I'm using on the wall.
How long are they going to keep your wheat paste up for?
Well, I just talked to the woman this morning, and she's hoping it's going to be an ongoing thing. So I think the Soul Night photos will be up for a month or two, but we might be continuing this with different photos in the future, which will be nice.
Okay, that'd be nice. Yeah. So it's a lot like the big picture in Arcata that you also run.
Yes, the alleyway next to Northtown Books in Arcata. That is more of a curation project. I have some of my photos up there, but also a bunch of other photographers' photos as well, where the Morris Graves project will be all of my own photos. So a little different, but I love the project in Arcata too because I get to work with all these great photographers from all over the world.
And that's wonderful. And somebody else had started that up, and it's actually a part of a larger project, isn't it?
Yeah, it's called the Big Picture Project, started by a guy named Mark Sink out in Denver, who has assembled a central archive of photographs that people can use specifically for this wheat paste process. But I quickly burned through all of those photos, so now I'm taking a more local approach, and I'm still getting great photos from all kinds of great local photographers, so it's been quite a pleasure.
That's awesome that you took that and you changed it around into like a local aspect, which is
something that
I definitely hold in high regard.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah, and the photos are on par with great photographers all over the world. So, you know, I'm not having to dumb it down just because it's for locals or whatever. The photos are wonderful.
Well, we have a spectacular area that attracts many spectacular people.
Yes, and so far, no one's put graffiti on them this time around, which is nice.
Somebody put graffiti on them before?
Oh, yeah. Oftentimes, especially if there's any nudity or anything like that, someone will tag it or something with a pen. But so far, so good on this round. It was pretty good the last round, too, but...
Hopefully people continue to respect art.
Yeah. And, you know, I it's to be expected. I like some of the tagging has been creative. So that's been kind of neat to see, you know, unless it's vulgar or just stupid, I try to leave it up if it looks cool because it kind of adds to it. But if someone's just writing stupid words or drawing... private parts on people or whatever. It's not
But that alleyway right there in Arcata, where the big picture is, that is up there all the time.
Yes.
But you're there on during the Arcata Arts night.
Yeah, it's right when I do a new installation. The following Arts Arcata, I will usually be there, and we'll do champagne and have music and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I try to keep those up for a couple months, so sometimes the second month I won't do another event. But each time I refresh the photos, we try to have an event just for fun.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. And it's kind of transformed that alley spot. It's getting a little better, and I've noticed even... like when we're there either cleaning it or putting the photos up, a lot of the street people end up helping us out, and they tell us it's kind of brought a sense of pride to some of them, so they're kind of acting like our little guards for the area, which might be one of the reasons why it's not getting tagged as much anymore.
That's
so it's kind of neat to have people helping out and looking out for the art.
That's super cool. Well, yeah. Anyway, people should go on over there and check out that alley, and it's by Northtown Books.
Yeah, right next to Northtown Books in Arcata off of H Street.
And also in Eureka on July 2nd, it's going to be the big unveiling during Arts Alive of your Soul Night photography.
Yes, also, and then they'll be up at least for a month or two after that, too, if you can't make Arts Alive.
And lots of fabulous dancing. Matt and Adam from Soul Night will be DJing in the sculpture garden there. I don't know. It sounds like a really cool time.
Yeah, a lot of firsts for the museum. They're, I'm glad to be helping them branch out of their the spot they're in. So
nice. Awesome. Yeah. Well, high five to that.
Woo!
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Super cool. I'm going to go ahead and put on a track from Wolfpack Neck next, which is pretty cool, right?
It is.
It's a funky duck. You're listening to K-Ham.